you have to put him in my bedroom?
It was the easiest room to horse-proof. You have so little of worth.
You can stop Googling. I already found a perfectly good place to put him.
You're not still suggesting I give Chestnut to Peach Landis. Max, look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Are you high?
No, I couldn't find my bedroom stash since you moved everything around.
Chestnut needs a home with affection, and Peach won't even hug her children. She pays you to do that.
That's why it's perfect. She'll pay for the fancy stable, and we'll go and hug Chestnut for her whenever we want. You just need to go meet her, and it's done.
I have the DNA of a rich girl. Even though I'm lying in bed with you in a tenement and I bought my dinner tonight with dimes, Chestnut and I are old money. And old money doesn't parade itself around in front of cameras and beg for attention.
Hey, you're not the only one with old money. I've had a dollar in my jeans I've been carrying around for 3 weeks. We're meeting Peach Saturday, and we're saying goodbye to the horse.
Why is getting rid of Chestnut so easy for you? Didn't you ever have a pet as a child?
Yes, I had a puppy. And after a week of living with my mom, he pulled the car over and put us out on the side of the road.
She got rid of it?
Look, pets are not my thing, okay? I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You!
Go. It's your turn to go check on him.
No, I went the last time and caught him eating my bra.
Don't exaggerate. He only ate half of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I should be more positive.
One of my cups is half full.